Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
Israel prepares for possible Iran strike.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel.
Trump says he will testify in hush money case.
All I can do is tell the truth.
VP Harris knocks Trump on abortion.
He basically wants to take America back to the 1800s.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. U.S. officials tell CBS News a major Iranian attack aimed at military targets in Israel could be imminent. It would be retaliation for Israel's deadly strike on Iran's consulate in Syria last week. President Biden, when asked about it earlier today.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed.
CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
What U.S. officials think Iran is doing is constructing an attack that is big enough to get at least some drones or missiles through Israeli defenses so that they can land something on Israeli territory and claim to have punished Israel for its attack on the Iranian consulate.
The U.S. is urging Americans in Israel to restrict their movements ahead of a possible attack. Former President Trump's New York hush money trial is set to begin on Monday after a judge denies his request for a postponement because of pretrial publicity. Trump says he will take the stand.
I'm testifying. I tell the truth. I mean, all I can do is tell the truth. And the truth is that there's no case.
Trump made his comment during a press conference with House Speaker Mike Johnson, in which they called for a law to require all who register to vote to prove U.S. citizenship. Vice President Kamala Harris in the crucial swing state of Arizona condemns the state's 160-year-old abortion ban. The VP has discussed the next steps to securing reproductive freedom for women across the country and laid the blame squarely on former President Trump.
We all know if Donald Trump gets the chance, he will sign a national abortion ban. And how do we know? Just look at his record. Just look at the facts.
The day after he was denied a commercial driver's license in suburban Houston, police say a man stole an 18-wheeler and drove it into the same license facility in Brenham, Texas, this afternoon. Texas Department of Public Safety spokesman Sergeant Justin Ruiz.
8 were treated and released on the scene of the incident. Unfortunately, one person has succumbed to their injuries and died at the hospital.
The suspect is in custody.
Good evening. Leading the news this Friday, President Reagan challenged
Robert McNeil, creator and first anchor of PBS NewsHour nightly newscast, has died of natural causes. He was 93. Stocks tumbled on Israel-Iran fears and mixed earnings report. The Dow plunged 476 points. Now this.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
The House has reauthorized a key U.S. government surveillance tool, CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The bipartisan vote reauthorizes warrantless surveillance powers under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act for another 2 years. The bill includes restrictions on how the FBI uses the powers to gather data while surveilling potential foreign adversaries who may be interacting with Americans. Opponents cited privacy concerns. The intelligence community called it one of the most powerful tools they have to protect America.
In Tennessee, one officer is dead and two others injured as they checked out a suspicious vehicle this morning. Interim Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis.
Tragically, one of our officers lost his life. That officer is Joseph McKinney.
One suspect was killed, the others arrested. A federal judge orders the former longtime interpreter for Dodger star Shohei Ohtani released on bond and tells Ipe Mizuhara to undergo gambling addiction treatment. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A shooting in a classroom at Wilmer Hutchins High School in Dallas, Texas, leaves one student wounded. Dallas Independent School District Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde.
Thankfully, our student is in the care of professionals, and it is a non-life-threatening injury.
One person is in custody. Savannah, Georgia will require guns left in empty vehicles be securely stored. The mayor says it's meant to cut down on gun thefts from unlocked cars. A 500,000 Roku streaming system users have had to reset their passwords. The reason, a hack in which malicious actors use some of the accounts for unauthorized purchases. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scherr.
As part of its response, Roku said that it's going to force everyone to start using two-factor authentication. That's where you get an extra password, usually by text message, when you're trying to log into something.
U.S. consumer sentiment falls slightly.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Calling all comfort campers, new glamping or glamorous camping areas are open near Yosemite National Park. KCBS's Matt Bigler with details.
You can leave your tent stakes at home. Two companies are now offering glamping sites near Yosemite. One night at Wild Haven includes a premium tent with a queen bed, electricity, and heating. Because the luxury campsites are outside the national park, visitors will still have to make reservations to enter Yosemite. Park spokesperson Scott Gedeman says they had to bring back their reservation system this spring due to overcrowding.
People just parking on the side of the road. We've had some human waste issues.
The second glamping campground is scheduled to open even closer to Yosemite next spring. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Roberto Cavalli's company says that the Italian fashion designer has died at age 83. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, April 12th, 2024. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.